Hi, this is Bart Frazier, welcoming you to the Crittenden County Rocket Football Podcast. I am your candidate for Crittenden County Attorney this year. Take it away, Chris and Coach.
Welcome, Rocket football fans, to the Monday podcast. Coach Thompson, district championship, and maybe some people weren't satisfied. You said some people may have asked you, why didn't you beat them worse?
Yeah, you know, I'm one of those people, you know. I expect us to be just perfect every Friday, and I wouldn't say we were perfect, but we were good enough to go out and get the goal, get the job done, you know. So, you know, happy, we're very happy to be district champions, but satisfied, we're definitely not.
28-12 was the final score at Russellville. It was a rainy, miserable night. Second week in a row we've had rain. We have with us also Hunter Boone, the quarterback. And Hunter, tell us about these last couple of weeks. It's just not been a really good night to be a passing oriented team.
No, not really, but that's all right because we got weapons in Devin and Xander that can get the job done, and our linemen can do well. Awesome.
What about Xander, X-Man, coming in and just exploding for 171 yards?
Yeah, he filled the when Devin went out, he filled the role very well, and I just feel like we're just as successful with Xander in there as we are Devin. So Devin does a great job of it's hard to take him down. He falls forward too, so you know he's going to get a positive. If he's not hit 5 yards behind, then it's going to be a positive gain every time.
Well, I know it's disappointing these last couple of games, been district games, and I think you ended up with what 77 yards and 78 yards, but you don't worry about that, do you? You know you got those guns, man.
Yeah, I don't worry about that at all. You know, I mean it is nice to go to the stat line at the end of the game and see how many yards you had, but at the end of the night we just want to win a ball game.
It's nice to see those 300 yard games.
Those
are not. They don't come around every day. Coach Thompson, I know you got plenty of confidence still in this guy. We spent a lot more time on the ground, too, the last two games than we normally do. I mean, Xander came in with 27 carries.
Yeah, and that's what I was alarmed by when I looked at how many carries X-Man had. The funny thing about this is I've been trying to tell everybody for weeks about Xander, and just because you don't see it every Friday, you know, you may not believe what I'm saying. But we knew that man can run the ball. He's a very patient back. He hits his holes and he accelerates through them. So we knew he could do that. And you know, I said it on the radio on Saturday that X's skill set is what drives Devin to be much better than he's been in the past because they're competing every day in practice. So it's great to have those two back, but you know, we like to be able to throw the ball, so this weather's going to have to let up so we can get the full offense going again.
Well, you know, Devin didn't have a game to sneeze at either.
No.
You know, 15 carries, 89 yards. You know, he's 11 from 100.
Yeah.
Played a half.
Yeah. Well, really played.
not even a half.
Yeah.
First quarter.
Yeah, first quarter in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
He's a guy, I'm telling you, you can give him the ball any play, and it could be a touchdown. It could be a very explosive play. So he's one that will depend on going down the road into the playoffs. Hopefully we get him 100% really fast.
Hunter Boone, who's your pick for player of the game on offense this week?
I think it's pretty tough to punt for it. Xander's probably going to win it. Not only because of the game that he had, but the way he stepped up and really led the team, I thought.
Coach Thompson, who's the player of the game?
Hard discussion this weekend in the coach's office. We ended up going with X-Man. He just came in.
The sophomore.
Yeah, he came in there and really gave us opportunity to finish that game out in sloppy weather and allowed us not to go into panic mode. So
There was no panic when he came in.
No,
there was
definitely not.
Now, after the game, he said he had a lot of pressure on him, but the way he handled it well.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that he's another one of those guys that creates that pressure himself because he wants to be great in everything he does. And, you know, sometimes that's a curse, but, you know, the way the guys are playing, it's really a blessing because it drives them to do so well.
And on the defensive side of the ball, your player of the week was?
We're going with Sean O'Leary this week. you know, he's a guy who we knew could make plays this year, and he's just gotten to the point where he's just about unblockable. And I think this week he was able to get the sack record against a really good quarterback that can move well. But, you know, he did it by doing what he was coached to do, and that's what was pleasing for us. Hey, how many tackles did he have?
Well, he had four tackles for loss, two sacks, which bumps him up to 18 sacks. You mentioned that. So he overtakes Adam Beavers, who had 17 and held the career record. And then the single-season record, he was tied with Jeff Campbell, Jeff Porter, and Zach Beverly. So now he has 11, and he is the sole holder of that single season record. So great season so far.
Yeah.
On his on his tackles for the night, he had looking down the list, where is O'Leary? Five solos, three assists, four TFLs, and the two sacks. So, not a bad day's work. But Braxton Winders had eight solos and four assists.
And Braxton's another guy who just continues to step in there. He made a lot more tackles downfield this week than we usually like for him to do. We got to get him playing back downhill.
You got to tackle where they're at, Coach.
Yeah, I hear you. When you're playing linebacker, we want to see you coming downhill. And you know, he does that for the most part. But, you know, that if I had to say why it was O'Leary over him would be, you know, just a lot of the downhill play.
And a lot of that was when the quarterback would drop back in the pocket and our linebackers would drop back toward coverage, and then boom, there you go.
Yeah, he'd take off. You know, we've said it each week. He's that guy that's always right there behind the guy that had the performance. He's a very consistent player in what he does, and he's going to continue to get better. He's only a sophomore.
Well, and Lathan Easley turned in another yeoman's job. Five solos, four assists, three tackles for loss, and a sack. Hunter Boone chimed in here. What'd you say? You're talking off camera over there.
He's an animal.
Yeah, he is. His motor never stops. I mean, he's just a guy who is on a mission every play, and we're thankful he's on our team.
They really are. They really are. Easily, we're going to nickname him the Hebron Flash. You know, he dwells down in Hebron. I'm going to start coming up with nicknames for you guys. The Hebron Flash. So, great defensive effort all around. Not to dismiss the offensive effort, but just I felt like, you know, you held a pretty good football team to just 12 points, and one of those, the guy just got loose over there, and a couple of guys, I think, maybe even slipped on that one. What did you see when the quarterback scored on 79
yards? Yeah, that was, you know, we preached all week just making sure that you do your job, what you're supposed to do, and on that play we had a couple missed assignments. You know, we did. When you think big picture, the whole night and how many plays they ran offensively, to just say that we didn't do our job on one play is
pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
So, you know, you can't be upset about that in the big scheme of things when you look at it was one play out of however many they ran offensively.
Yeah, they had 29 rushing plays and threw the ball 17 times. And, we had one pick in the game. Peyton Riley there at the end on a tip pass.
Yeah, he told me he was making up for that play a couple plays before where the receiver beat him a little bit. So he said he needed to go take care of it.
Yeah.
So we call that the dagger. He finished it.
Great defensive effort all around. We don't have Coach Courtney here with us today to pat him on the back, but he deserves another pat on the back.
It's the work he puts in just the same as these players.
Yeah.
He puts in a lot of work on the weekend.
Well, give me your lineman of the week and special teams player of the week. Let's talk about those guys.
Lineman of the week, we had two of them. First one was Porter again, Devin Porter. He just shows every week that he's just a guy. He's a force on the line. He had five roaches this week, you know, against a very good defensive line in Russellville, very disciplined defensive line. And he just continues to be a bully up there. He's an undersized lineman that plays extremely hard. So,
explain to our listeners again what a roach is.
A roach is where a lineman engages the defender and drives them on their back and ends up on top of them. Coach Starnes always describes it with their hands and their feet straight up in the air.
I think he got that from Coach Beamer back in the early racer days.
Well, it's a motivation tool for the lineman to really drive and just play like dogs. And Devin's been doing that all year. But, you know, when you look at Yates, a freshman, he's co-offensive line our co-lineman of the week. And really it was, you know, he stepped in when we've had injuries, you know, and what we did originally was move him in at tackle and move Gibson in at guard, and, you know, that just wasn't really meshing the way it should, so we moved him in the guard and moved Gibson back out, and he turns in the best performance of his young career, and he ends up with 5 roaches as well, which is, I mean, I was so happy just watching this. I don't even know what to say, you know.
I know Ian's on that sideline licking his chalk.
Yeah,
gosh, I wish I could be in
just
there.
Getting in there, yeah. Yeah, so just to see those guys drive off, but just a really – I feel like that was the strength of Russellville defense is their defensive line. And, I mean, they just bullied them all night. And it showed. We had 2 running backs that could do what they wanted. You know, it's not all about the running back making the run. It's more about the line opening the hole and the running back seeing that and accelerating through. So, you know, our line gets better every week, and I feel like Yates being able to make that move from tackle to guard really threw him in that mix. And so we have co-linemen this week.
And, Hunter, you had plenty of time over there. If the conditions weren't so bad, would you like to have that over again? Maybe we'll get that the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, they did a great job.
Yeah. And against a pretty good set of linemen from Russellville.
Yeah, they wanted to come all night. You could definitely tell the way they would move their defensive ends out a little wider, and I thought maybe Yates would have a little trouble on that, but he just followed a block all the way through, and it was really nice.
Great job. All right, special teams player of the week.
We're going back with Parker Johnson this week. He was 100% on his PATs. You know, it's good to see him get his confidence back. You know, he was struggling for a couple of weeks. And he also putting the ball in the end zone.
Yeah.
You get
teams
with dangerous athletes like that. To be able to put the ball in the end zone and take away an opportunity for a big play is huge. So Parker's back there in that spot.
You know, I might cast a vote for this guy right here, Hunter Boone, because when you ran the muddle huddle and one of their guys stepped up and tried to tackle him, he laid the wood to him.
He also rushed for 50-something yards. You know, we know
sure
Hunter's legs are our secret that was exposed weapon. You know, we know that he can
work
do that.
Out.
Yeah, and we want him to do that. That's why I said to him earlier today in PE class, I threw myself out there as a teacher, huh? You know, I said, I want a 100-yard game out of you, and he's fully capable of doing that. The problem is with him getting that 100-yard game is he'd rather hit somebody than to get that next year. Y'all.
We should let him know I'm there.
I just understand. Yeah, 10 carries for 57 yards against Russellville. Great job.
Definitely.
Had almost as many yards rushing as you did passing there.
Yeah, almost. There's a couple more straight right and straight left for
that. That's good. Two titles here in a row, back-to-back, first time since 2001-2002. Really excited about this football team. We have been all year, obviously, and now we're going to turn our attention to the final regular season game in the playoff, and looks like we're going to get Caverna here in the first round, and they hadn't had a very good season. So, you know, we've got some guys I know are still licking some wounds, and then we came out of the Russellville game, and Devin went out, and Tyler Boone had just come back, and he didn't play, I don't think, second half. So what's the status of those guys?
Well, they were both available to play in the second half, but the thing is for me it's more about not making an injury worse. And it was, especially Devin, it was hard to get him to understand that. We don't want to put them in a situation where they end up worse than they are in that moment. So we want to make sure that they can get healthy going forward this week, the next week, until they can be 100% before we fully unleash them and let them go back to playing like they would if they were at the beginning of the season. So I'm not going to say that either one of them is going to play this week or not play at this point. They're both doing all right, and they're available. It's just what's best for them as players as well as us as a team. So.
All right,
we'll look at. I do want to point out that Caden's going to get to practice this week.
Caden McAllister will be back.
We could see him this Friday if all goes well.
Yeah.
So, you know,
got one back.
I'm excited about Caden.
Yeah, Caden brings a lot to both sides of football.
Definitely does.
Okay. All right. Well, we will examine this week's game and know a little bit more maybe on some of these injuries on the webcast on Thursday. Until then, Coach Thompson and Hunter Boone, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's Crittenden County Rocket Football Podcast. Remember me, please, November 6th, Crittenden County Attorney Candidate, and I look forward to seeing you between now and then at the Rocket Stadium.